Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Hopefully it'll, you know, start heading in a better direction as we kind of took a weird detour there at the end of hour one. But, you know, who knows? No telling. But I know I'm going to at least start with my best fin forward, because on the phone with us is Jerry the Diver Guy. Hey, buddy, how are you?
What's going on?
As it could be better. You know, we Drunken Santa was giving us a little, I don't know, headache with the new Scuba Radio voicemail feature we have at scubaradio.com. But now I got you to talk to, so that'll be better. You're live. You're with us. You know, that way I don't kind of worry about this weird technology throwing our folks for a loop. You hear what I'm saying, Jerry?
Yeah, but there's one good thing about that technology.
Yeah, what's that?
You don't have to smell it.
You don't have to smell it. True. When, you know, and that was, I guess, yeah, you know, the cup's half full. That's right. You know, we need this, we need to look at it in a more positive light. You're right. We don't kind of smell Scuba Radio Drunken Santa if he's leaving voicemail. So we got that much going for us. But I'm sure you smell very nice today. So, you know, the fact that we have you on the phone, I wouldn't want to say that about you.
Well, I showered last week.
Well, okay. So. All right. That's good enough for mountain divers up there in Virginia, right?
Yes, sir.
Now I know, you know, as we approach the holiday here, the 4th of July, you're going to, you're going to you're heading to the armpit of Florida. Is that right?
The panhandle.
The panhandle. Yeah, well, right there in the armpit. Isn't that where you're going to go? That's where Destin is, or is that more on the handle part? I'm not sure.
That's right in the stinky part.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. So you're heading there, and you're going to do some diving. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
So what are you looking to?
We'll be diving the Oriskany.
You're going for the Oriskany. Okay. Now, I haven't done this yet. Will this be a first time for you?
Yes. First time on it.
Are you going down there with a group of folks from Mountain Divers, or are you just doing this
for
fun and family?
I'm just doing it for fun, for me, to get away from the family.
Okay, all right. You're declaring your independence.
I want to go get wet.
Yeah, okay, understood. So, obviously, you're looking forward to that. So, what are you bringing? You're preparing anything special for this dive? Have you already contacted the local dive shop and you got that all lined up? Or are you going to go down there and just kind of scope it out? What do you think?
Well, I guess I want to play it by ear first, but you know me, last minute details.
Yeah.
So I'll probably be going on the arm there and going over the edge with it.
Okay, all right.
Waiting to the last minute.
Well, you know, you're so personable. You'll go down there and start talking to the folks in the dive store, and they'll hook you up, I'm sure. I would imagine it's going to be a pretty busy week for them, being the holidays.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I may wind up calling ahead and getting me a spot. Break the tradition.
Right. Do you even have a dive buddy, or are you going to be going down there and diving solo?
I'll probably dive solo.
Yeah.
Unless they stick somebody with me.
Yeah. Have you seen that new TV show called Catching Hell? They film it out there somewhere. You know, it's, well, the Middle Grounds, which is in the Gulf of Mexico. I don't know how, is that part of the Oriskany? Isn't that in the same general vicinity, or do you know?
Yeah, it's in the same area, but I mean, I've not watched the show yet.
Well, this is a it's done by those folks who do Deadliest Catch on Discovery Channel, but it's airing on the Weather Channel. So go figure. I don't know. It's their bald-headed stepchild TV show, but it's a bunch of spear fishermen go down. These commercial spear fishermen go down and shoot fish, and they cover the drama and all that kind of stuff. It's actually done pretty well. Whether it actually catches on or not is anybody's guess. Not so much of a dive show as it is a fishing show. But the fact that they're diving in that general vicinity, I did wonder when I was watching it if they're close to the Oriskany. I just don't know.
No wonder Katrina's or that big great white, whatever her name is coming up there. She wants in on the action.
Wait, what are you talking about? Who wants in the action?
This big great white
attacking
the Katrina or whatever, and Catherine or whatever.
That's right.
Her name is.
Yeah, well, right before the show, or Friday night before the show last week, Katrina, was pinged right there in the middle grounds of the Gulf of Mexico. So, but I did see, I don't know, a day or two later, she had taken a U-turn and started heading back out. So I don't know where she is now, but you can just...
Maybe she's seen my reservations.
Yeah, and that's what it is. She just wanted to come in and take a look around, get the, it's like, oh, crap, all these tourists are coming into town. I'm out of here. Maybe that's what it is. Fourth of July. Warmer water. She's heading south.
We'll send her down there with the Scuba Nation crew.
Well, there you go.
Chasing her.
Absolutely. Yeah, they exactly. Yeah, Billy C. and Mitch definitely are trying to track. So they just go dive with the great white. I don't know. Would that spook you if you're out on the Oriskany at 100 feet and all of a sudden I think it's about a 13-foot great white all of a sudden comes into your view? Would that make you a little nervous, you think, or no?
Well, I wouldn't have to worry about feeling me pee on myself.
True. You'd be warmer in your wetsuit, is my guess.
Yeah.
He's always looking at the bright side. You got to give Jerry the Diver Guy some credit in that regard, for sure. But I don't know. I mean, something like a great white, as much as I'd love to see them, I don't know that I'd want to see one by accident. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
and have an accident.
I don't want to see it by accident.
Right.
But, I mean, if I was in the cage, that would be fine.
Yeah, but, of course, yeah.
Out in the open is a little bit different.
Yeah. Well, you never know. It could happen. She was there, so maybe she has a brother or sister who's going to cruise through when you're diving the Oriskany. Yeah, it's definitely on my list. I just haven't had time to go do that area. I haven't been to that area hardly at all. Now, I am going to Gulf Shores, Alabama, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do some diving while I'm doing a little family time for the 4th of July. We'll see. But
I will bring some extra gear for you to be right there.
Just in case.
We can do this together.
Well,
first time.
Okay. Let's see. Keep that in. You got my cell phone number. We'll connect and see what's happening. What about the diving besides the Oriskany? Are you going to do some other stuff in the area too, or what?
I am wanting to run over to Panama City and hopefully find a shop that is going to dive Black Bart that week. Kind of a shallow dive. It's another one I've been wanting to dive. It's full of fish life. I mean, it's pretty nice wreck from what everybody's been talking to me about it. But
now I've heard of it. What is it? How big is Black Bart? I mean, Oriskany is the world's largest artificial reef, but Black Bart is what? How big?
I think it's 180 some foot. I think I really don't know a lot of details. I've watched it on YouTube a few times. And,
right.
It looks like a wonderful shallow water dive, and I'd like to dive it if I can get out to it.
Now, have you been to other places there in Destin or that in Panama City before as well, from where you're located up there in Virginia?
Yeah, I've dove a lot in Destin.
Yeah? Well, what kind of diving they have there? I really haven't dived anywhere in that general vicinity. I've been to the area, but I've never been able to go out and do any diving. You got to go far offshore, or not necessarily, or is it all the wreck stuff is what I hear it is mostly, or what?
Well, there's several wrecks on it. Probably the biggest wreck is a tug. It's got a big giant Goliath grouper on it, and he's a monster.
I mean,
he is big. The last time I seen him was big. But most of the diving through there starts at about 80 foot, and it's usually your first dive they take you out on is a ledge dive, which runs about 80 foot through there. And, you see the typical critters through there, but, you know, you'll see, seems like to me I see more octopus through there than I do anything, but, you know, it's pretty nice dive. I mean, some of the ledges that I've been on has been about 4 foot tall. It's all right, but I kind of like the wrecks better.
Yeah, well, how far offshore are we talking? Do you, they got to go pretty far off to get to some of these ledges, or are they fairly close to shore?
Well, the last one I dove on, I mean, we dove almost directly in front of our condo, and we was about 2 miles out. I mean, I could see the condo and make everything out on it.
That's close enough where if you come back up to the surface and say, Catherine, leave me alone, they could hear you back on shore and send a film crew out to document it, I guess. Right, Jerry?
Oh, well, I'll just give it some spring water.
Exactly. That'll do the trick. That's a whole nother show. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Here on the island. Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Deepwater Cay in the Bahamas has been a bone fishing paradise for over 50 years. However, what has been bringing world-class anglers and Hollywood stars to this private island paradise is also quite impressive underwater. So after a multi-million dollar renovation, Deepwater Cay now offers scuba diving to their long list of water sport activities. It's an all-inclusive out-island experience with unspoiled diving, easy access to the States, and exceptional food and accommodations. Treat yourself like the star you are at Deepwater Cay. Go to deepwaterk.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Shark farts.
Now if I was as rich as the Aga Khan, I'd tell you what I would do. Buy every man, woman, and child on this planet a mask and a snorkel too. Then I'd lead that wild migration, destination Waimea Bay. Splash our way around the world. Life is just a water ballet. Come on, you beautiful swimmers. You know how to move.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to beautiful swimmers. I got one on the line with me right now. We didn't connect with her last week or a couple weeks ago at the scuba show because I ran into her after we were done doing our little broadcast. But Valentina, our left coast correspondent, is on Scuba Radio with me right now. Valentina, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Hi, everybody.
Now, you, I don't know, we met several years ago, but it's probably been almost like 5 to 10 years ago. I remember meeting you for the first time. And you had that look, that actress look. You were always doing some TV stuff. Well, you live in Hollywood. What the heck? You know, you got to work it and do your thing. ValentinaSecret.com. Go check her out on her website there as well. And you were very much interested in diving. And every time I go out to the scuba show, I see you working with somebody or helping out somebody in a booth. This time you're working with, I don't know, who was it?
Miss Scuba.
Yeah, Miss Scuba. That's right. They got a nice little jewelry line and run trips and things like that. And so you're working in there both representing accordingly as a female diver, even though you told me that you have not been doing much diving lately. Is that the case or what?
Yes, because I do a lot of tropical diving, and right now I'm just focusing on looking for work, and so there isn't really time nor money for going on any of these tropical trips.
I gotcha.
At the moment.
All right. Yeah, she's a warm water wuss like myself, even though she lives in California. Travels around.
Well, I don't get the ocean right outside my door like you do. I mean, the warm ocean.
Yes, exactly. You got that cold water thing, but you had seals and stuff like that, which would be kind of cool. You just got to get one of these, you know, electric warmers or something, body warmer to throw in your wetsuit or your dry suit diving.
Well, I mean, it's not so... Sometimes I have gone, like, in August where it wasn't so cold out here. But, I mean, it's just something you need to do only, like, one time.
Yeah.
It's then you've done it.
I got it. And you know, you do modeling and stuff, so when you say you're looking for work, are we talking, like, TV show stuff? I was talking to you and asking or telling you, why don't I ever see you show up on, like, The Bachelorette or something like that? You're in Hollywood, and they always doing those kind of crazy shows. You'd fit right in with that, Valentina. Come on, right?
Yeah, I know. We'll have to nominate me, get everyone to sit there and nominate me to the producers, and I'll go on there.
Okay, so you're waiting for them to come to you, or I don't know. We'll have to see how that unfolds. Or maybe we ought to do our own Scuba Radio Bachelorette
show. Win a date with V.
You'd be game for that then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can put something together. Maybe we can do that. Win a date with V, or have V as your dive buddy or something.
Dinner,
I don't know.
Dinner date or something. Yeah.
All right. Well, basically.
What are you serving? You have to cook the meal.
I have to cook the meal. How did I get roped into this deal? Look,
I'm just
trying to play matchmaker. I can't do any manual labor. That's just not in my contract there, Valentina. Come on. All right, so, but you're out there in Hollywood. Are you trying to work, angling up for TV shows as far as hosting shows? Because I know you were dabbling in that kind of stuff for a while, right?
Yeah, I'm actually up for a hosting show. I can't really talk about it right now, but it's going to be a new lifestyle show. So I'm actually going back next week or the first week of July to see the producers.
Okay.
So, considering performance. So, yeah, some things in the, what do you call it? The tunnel? It's another word for it, but...
Pipeline. You got some things in the pipeline that you're working in Hollywood.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so got some things underway and just sort of for the first time enjoying the summer and just doing summery things. I went up to Malibu Sunday and just sat by the beach. I needed to get to the water.
Yeah.
But it would be nice to be below.
Well, now look, you bring up Malibu, and I read about this last week. Now, there is a dive site off the coast of Malibu that UFO folks are freaking out about because they think they found an underwater UFO base. Have you heard about this? Right off the coast of Malibu.
Not.
You have not heard about
it? I have not.
Just Google it online. I can't believe it, because you are a UFO and alien aficionado. Matter of fact, you did some writing for some science, or I don't know, what do you call those?
It's called Haunted Times. And
Haunted Times.
It's more like haunted things. Not
spirits.
So much.
Not so
UFOs
much. Okay, so that's a different genre altogether. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I kind of lump all that stuff together when I'm talking to people out on the left coast.
It's all like supernatural sort of kind of thing. Bigfoot, all that. So.
Well, yeah, they have done some kind of sonar tracking of underwater. They found like a 2 mile square base where they think there's an underwater spaceship or base or something right off the coast of Malibu. So
then, how did I miss that story? That sounds exciting.
Just Google it. You'll find it. And now you'll have to go down and dive it. If you follow Valentina on Facebook, you do all this kind of ghost hunting kind of thing and supernatural type of stuff. I mean, it's, yeah, that's just one of your passions as well, right, Valentina?
Yeah. I mean, it is. I mean, I've always been interested in it, but then it became more something that... I don't want to say I was chosen to do, but I found out I have a lot of psychic abilities, and so going to haunted locations and helping people with private cases helps me to strengthen those, and more importantly, just help people deal with hauntings and try to help them understand what's going on.
You got to combine those two passions of diving and ghost hunting. And maybe take the ghost hunting underwater, like to a wreck or something. I'd want to see this. Can we do this or what?
Yeah. Come on. Well, I mean, I actually was approached by producers last year to do a show like that with wreck diving, and they needed a girl that was a paranormal investigator, which I happened to be both. So that was a plus for them. And I interviewed, and I don't know what happened. A lot of the times, these shows are ideas, and everyone has the best intentions, and then it sort of fades out, and nothing ever makes it.
It's like an apparition. Oh, that was just too easy.
Yeah.
All right, well, ValentinaSecret.com, or look up Valentina on Facebook and follow her. Valentina, thank you so much. Always a pleasure
catching up. Have a wonderful week.
All right, we'll try to get you hooked up here soon.
Okay.
Tell you what, a TV show where the Bachelorette goes down, that is a ratings bonanza. And of course, we're talking about scuba diving, so get your mind out of the gutter. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, I'm catching up with a lot of friends today, and one is on the road. Last week we spoke to him. He was in San Diego, but today he literally is on the road, so maybe we can distract him enough to get him a speeding ticket or something. Big Wave Dave is on the road with the Be A Diver pool. How you doing, Dave? What's up, buddy?
Doing great. Cutting across Oklahoma. Speaking on the Bluetooth.
All right. Fair enough. Yeah, he made sure to get that Bluetooth thing in there because they have those, those things called laws when it comes to the hands-free stuff. And we don't want to cause any accidents because he has the Be A Diver pool. So you were in San Diego, you're taking a little break, I guess, for the holidays, and then you're off to somewhere else. Is that the plan, Dave, or what?
Exactly, yeah. The second week I'll be up for the 4th, and the second week of July we'll be up in New York City at the Wounded Warrior Water Sports Event.
Excellent. Now, what does that entail? Are you setting up the pool there at this Wounded Warrior thing for the soldiers, or what?
Yeah, they bring in a bunch of guys and gals out of Bethesda and D.C. area and out of Bantha, which is out of Houston, and they get to go surfing, scuba diving, water skiing. Just an awesome weekend.
Okay, so you got that, and then shortly thereafter, there's some kind of event going on in Giant Stadium. In New York City, is that the deal?
Correct, yeah, just right across once I leave that event in New York. I'll be over at the MetLife Stadium for a NBC health and fitness show.
That ought to be a lot of fun. just being in that venue ought to be a blast, I'm guessing. You think? Have you ever done that one before or no?
I've been at 4 stadiums, never MetLife, and I guess we're going to be right at the end zone. So watch for us and come on, try scuba.
Nice. All right, you'll have to bring some Nerf footballs for people to play with while they're on their surface interval. That would just be. I'm sure you're gonna have to do a little scrimmage while you're getting ready there in MetLife and get pictures up on Facebook. BeADiver.com. Go there, check out where Big Wave Dave is going to be. The schedule's right there. Follow him on Facebook, the whole thing. Dave, be safe, buddy. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Will do. Hey, make sure you get out there and register for FEMA show. Registration's open.
There you go. They just opened that as well. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
My name is Sasha, and I love Scuba Radio.
Hey, my name is Anton, and I love Scuba Radio.
I'm Svetlana from the Russian Octopus Magazine. I like Scuba Radio.
My name is Julia. I love Scuba Radio.
Well, we appreciate that. No matter where you are on the planet, you can reach us via the web, and those folks in Russia obviously have done that. All right, moving along, we have our friend from Scuba Board. NetDoc is what he goes by online, but we know him as Pete, and he is on Scuba Radio right now from the Florida Keys. Pete, how are you, buddy? What's that?
Здравствуйте.
Yes, okay. Bless you.
You were talking about Russians. I thought it was more appropriate than the guy would eat some paruski.
Exactly. You know, Pete's a world traveler, and he always has to. Well, matter of fact, some of that audio I think that we got from those Russian folks might have been from you, if I remember correctly, when you were at the Russian Dive Show.
I think it was, actually. I remember. Yeah. Those are the mermaids from Russia.
That's right, that had painted on tails, something, you know, that I've been trying to sell to our pod of Scuba Radio mermaids that they just haven't latched onto yet. You hear what I'm saying?
Think of how many textile mills would go out of business if they were only wearing 1-inch square of cloth.
Mm-hmm. I like the way you're thinking, but they they don't. So, I don't know. We'll see where that goes. But maybe it'll give us more reason to go to the Russian Dive Show someday. But let's talk about some other stuff. You're down in the Florida Keys now, Pete. And I know for the last, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks, Philippe Cousteau has been down there at that Aquarius. I'm never going to get that right.
Base.
Yeah, Aquarius Reef Base. And it's nothing like Atlantis in the Bahamas, but it's underwater, and this thing is a pretty cool place to hang out and dive. I've had the opportunity to do this, but it's a scientific, well, underwater laboratory, and he's down there doing this project Mission 31, staying underwater for 31 days, which will break the previous record held by Jacques Cousteau, his grandfather, I believe. And I don't know. I haven't heard a whole lot about it other than seeing, you know, updates on Facebook and their website, mission31.com. What are you hearing down there in the Keys? Is it creating much buzz down there where you're at or what?
Lots of cricket sounds down here.
Yeah, that's it. But
and they're underwater crickets, mind you, but they're still crickets.
Right. Yeah, you just hear bubbles, which is strange. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a neat thing they're doing, and it's cool to break the record and stuff. But I don't know if they've been trying to create, you know, a huge buzz in the mainstream media or whatever there. And I think they have been featured on CNN a couple times or some of the mainstream media. But it seems to be getting overshadowed by other, you know, events going on in the world, whether it's wars, IRS scandals, or God knows what. Maybe it's
soccer.
Because of that. Or soccer, exactly. Go, go! You know, and then Mission 31's kind of getting overlooked and not getting the publicity. But I'm not even sure if that was the goal. I don't know what they have been doing. What are you hearing from your contacts down there that are working the project in this whole thing? Much or what?
One of my former students, Kathy, is works with the Aquarius Sea Base.
Yeah.
And they're having two sets of interns. I'm not sure if interns is the right word. Join him.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks each. They're going to be down there and they're doing experiments. Aquarius Reef Base has just recently taken over by FIU. So the whole focus is changing to one more of an academic nature of actually doing real-time studies.
Okay, well, and that's a good thing. I know they were having some financial issues a year or two ago, and they tried to get a bunch of folks to fund the project, but maybe that didn't hold up, and this came up as an option and has worked out for them. Yeah.
And many people may not realize that before it was really more of a training-oriented place because they trained astronauts there to be able to work in out of space because, you know, it's all neutral gravity just like it is out of space.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's a neat place, but it's never really been truly open to the public where you could just go out and dive at any time either. So it's always had this kind of scientific vibe about it and a little bit exclusive if you were able to get access to it. Even I know they did have it opened up a little bit where you could schedule dives with special permission. But now I guess that's going to probably be clamped down a little bit more with the university involved, you think? Or we'll have to wait and see.
You always had to have permission to dive it, and actually you have to have permission to boat by it. You're not allowed close to that whole area. It's still hands off.
Really? Okay. Well, you know, what are you going to do? I mean, it's an interesting thing to have, you know, where they should be able to do some pretty good research there, you would think. I don't know what, you know, kind of research these interns are doing with the Mission 31. It says on their website they all have these projects, and you know, you see pictures of this type of setup on a coral reef head. They're obviously doing something, but I'm not real sure what.
I saw a cool video out there of a jewfish eating a barracuda. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I did. I saw that from their Facebook page. Absolutely. And yeah, that's kind of cool. You're sitting down there in the Aquarius, you know, habitat. And all of a sudden, you see this big old grouper bite into a barracuda. That was kind of right outside their dome port.
Exactly. So, and you know what? I didn't quite hear the music that was playing. Because, you know, I know what the music the sharks play when they attack stuff. But what did that grouper play when he was attacking the cuda?
I'm guessing it's some kind of rap thing, like 50 Cent or something. You know, kind of old school. Who knows? Groupers or Goliath groupers probably need their own theme, knowing how they were like, barracuda, nah, screw you. And he's just like, I'll eat you, get in my belly. I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of like the fat bastard of the underwater world, maybe. All right, that was a reference that you probably didn't get, but who cares? Anyway, you did get it, okay.
But I am a fat bastard, so how could I not?
Well, you know, it's Austin Powers. Then. All right, well, anyway, so we'll see where that goes. I mean, I appreciate the fact that they're doing it, and I guess he's supposed to come to the surface the 4th of July weekend or something like that, and he'll have this new record. So maybe they'll get more publicity then. We'll have to wait and see, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, assuming that is the goal. Now, there's been a few other things. We've talked about these TV shows quite a bit lately. Rainbow Reef, I met the guys that are supposedly going to start shooting this TV show, which is kind of like Seinfeld meets a dive shop. You know, whether that's how it's been described to me with the star Ed Asner. Hey, I don't know. I've heard crazier things, and God bless them if they can pull it off, right?
It could almost be as crazy as Scuba Radio or a Scuba Board.
Well, there you go. True. And you know, that's a thing. It's all some of these crazy ideas that come across, you know, or come through my emails, and I find out about this project or that project. I scratch my head going, really? You know, but hey, how many people said that about us when we started? A lot. There's no doubt. So it is possible. And if I can help them, the more the merrier. For
correction,
for
Greg.
Diving. What's that?
They're still saying that about you and I.
Well, true. True. How do they possibly keep doing this week in and week out? It's mind-boggling.
It is. Yeah. It's great, but it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, you know, it's the passion, though. And if you have the passion for what you love, you'll find a way to make it work. That's what I've always felt. And, you know, whether it's the guys from Scuba Nation or maybe these guys from Rainbow Reef, you know, whatever.
John Lewis. Have you seen John Lewis has got one he's trying to put together called Around the World Under the Water?
And so what is the idea? That he travels around the world and films it and makes it into a TV show and gets all his diving free?
Exactly. Or actually, I guess in a way, he's going to get paid for his diving. You know, it all predicates on the fact that people think that we need to have more emphasis put on people getting certified, and they feel like scuba industry is in a decline.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know. It's been creeping up according to the numbers, but it's still not like it was back in the 80s, I guess, right? 70s, 80s?
You know, I wasn't in the business in the 80s, so I can't talk. I mean, I dove some, but, you know, I could care less about what the industry looked like.
Yeah, well, I mean, understood. But, I mean, there's some statistics out there that kind of support that type of feeling. But, hey, you know, that just may be the way it was, and we may not see that kind of growth. But it keeps creeping up a little bit, a percentage or so a year, you know. Could there be more? I think there always is room for more divers, and the more the merrier. Now, you could take that other side of the coin and go, no, I don't want anyone more. I don't want any more divers. Hey, we'll keep all the reefs to ourselves. But the more people that find out about what's going on underwater, the more protections we can put in place to save this, so it'll be there for divers to come. So I have it, you know, a philosophy of open arms. The more people we can bring into this sport and share our love and passion for diving, the better. You think?
It's a big damn ocean. I think there's room for everybody in it.
There's room for, and it could be TV shows. If you want to get free diving with that, hey, go for it. Hey, that kind of sounds vaguely familiar to a radio show started over 17 years ago.
Scuba Radio.
Dive Master sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me, or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Will you stop? The fun of a place like this is getting germs on your elbows.
I don't understand why anyone would want to come to a dive like this.
You say dive like it's a bad word. Look around, people are having fun. It's a dive, Bree. Dive in.
It's a skin dive.
That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. You feel brand new when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air. That's what it feels like when you come up for air. Think it when you come up for air.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Pete from Scuba Board right now. He's down in the Florida Keys. And, you know, there's been a lot of stuff going on as far as TV projects or, you know, Mission 31's going on. All these events really are designed to create awareness and exposure for diving, hopefully in a positive light. So the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. But there's some other diving news that I haven't really been able to delve into much lately, but I do want to address this. I know Pete is involved in this new Florida dive flag law, and Pete, first of all, I got to ask you, what's different about it? Because, you know, I glance at it, it's like we've always had a dive flag law, but what does this new Florida law mean for recreational divers?
It adds that you can use a different device, and I haven't seen it yet, but someone says it's like a floating cooler that's been painted with the dive flag.
Yeah. Well, right, exactly. As long as it's at least 12 inches long on three sides with a dive flag. Three or four sides, yeah. So it could be a floating box, like a styrofoam thing. Actually, I have a dive flag plus that would apply, but it actually has a flag on it, too. But it's basically a floating buoy could be used as opposed to a flag now, as long as the buoy is big enough, I guess. With a dive flag on.
And I don't think they went far enough here, Greg. I mean, this is where I've become involved with it, is that after the fact, they passed this law without any input from any diver that I know of. No one in fact, even FWC was caught with their pants down when this happened.
Hmm. Well, I mean, so what would you like them to add to this?
Safety sausages. I think a safety sausage is 6 foot long and 8 inches round. I think that's more visible than any dive flag, and it's what's being used today for technical divers, spear fishermen, mm-hmm. photographers who don't want to carry a flag. You know, they can pop that flag to the surface from 20 feet and be safe from all the boat traffic.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, it's all about being visible for sure. Yeah,
it
I
is.
Guess. I just didn't really get the point other than, okay, as long as it can be seen, that is the big thing. Visibility is key. But is that really the problem? I mean, to me, what we end up having problems with is boaters coming through these areas where they're divers with dive flags, buoys, or safety sausages or whatever, and have no clue of what those things are and cruise right over these divers, and that's where you end up having a problem.
I agree that the fines need to be stiffened so that, now it's the same price if you run over a buoy as if you don't display one. Okay. And really the fine should go way up because you're endangering people's lives and your motor throwing them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it needs to be simplified so that more divers will use something to show that where they're at. Because right now, you know, carrying a flag, you get into a good stiff current, it's tough.
Yeah, to carry a flag, absolutely. True.
You know, but a safety sausage, you know, that's almost become the status quo almost. Now, a lot of them have the little short three-footers. I think you need more than 3 foot of safety sausage but to be a good marker. But that needs to be so everybody knows that, you know, you see anything in the water that you don't recognize, slow down.
Well, true. Exactly. I mean, I don't know. It does come down to education for the boaters more than the divers to me. I don't know. You hear about this thing like divers have to stay within 300 feet of their dive flag. Well, you think that would be common sense, you know, for divers, but I don't know, you hear about this as well, and they, you know, there's rules about that as well, where you can't, you know, drift off and dive without a flag, which I understand, but, you know, some of that is, intelligent design type of stuff, like, you know, the people that are dumb enough to go out there and dive without a marker buoy, well, they're going to not end up diving very long if they break rules like that eventually is my feeling. But maybe that's just me. I don't know.
I would agree. But, you know, I mean, there's lots of times when you're following the flag and everybody knows the person with the flag is never lost. But as you're following the guy with the flag, you know, he turns left, you turn over to look at a little widget in there, and all of a sudden you look back around, and where's the guy with the flag? And, you know, if you had it to where a sausage was also legitimate, then you can just relax, do your dive, shoot the sausage at your 20-foot stop, and everybody be safe.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that should be protocol pretty much for anyone if you got separated anyway, right?
I agree.
Yeah.
But it's not being taught that way, and it's not even an option, because if you do that, you're breaking the law right now.
What do you mean you're breaking the law?
If you shoot a bag to the surface,
right,
and you're not within that 300 feet of the flag, you're breaking the law. No, you are. I've asked FWC for clarification. They are. If you're a tech diver and you're going to go down to a wreck 200 plus feet, the last thing you need is a string 200 feet long to the surface.
Interesting. Yeah, I never thought about it from that standpoint, but now I see a potential problem. Yeah, that happens all the time. You know, if the divers get separated from the group or, a safety sausage, you shouldn't be able to get a fine for that. But, you know, they can't enforce half the rules they do as it is. So I have a feeling we're not going to see FWC with, their notepads out saying, okay, you have a quarter, parents. But we'll see. Time will tell. Interesting point for sure, Pete, and I thank you for the updates, and we'll monitor it accordingly. All right?
Sounds good.
Okay, a little program note, too, by the way. We're taking a little family break next week and running a best of Scuba Radio, so make sure you tune in and listen to that and be back live 2 weeks from today. Until then, remember, it's always better where, Pete?
Tell where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.